Mark Levin calls anti-Israel protesters Hitler Youth on our college and university campuses. By Jeff Poor on April 26, 2024. Thursday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin blasted anti-Israel protesters and special counsel Jack Smith during his monologue. Levin, who also hosts FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, called the anti-Israel protesters Hitler Youth. He also warned that Jack Smith and other local district attorneys were attempting to criminalize politics. Transcript as follows. Hannity, while anti-Semitic protests continue to wreak havoc on college campuses all across the country. Earlier today, the University of Southern California canceled their main commencement ceremony. They also announced the campus would be shut down until further notice, following yesterday's protest, which led to nearly 100 arrests. Anyway, here with reaction to that and much more. He is the host of Life, Liberty and Levin. Has his own syndicated radio show, I call him the Great One, Mark Levin. You know, I'm stuck, I'm sitting here with three great topics. I want your thoughts on Biden surrendering in the war on terror. Stabbing Israel in the back, I want your take on the oral arguments on immunity in the Supreme Court today, and this insane trial in New York. I only have 6 minutes, go ahead. Pick, make. Mark Levin, host of Life, Liberty and Levin, well, it might. Hannity, take it from here. Levin, I'll do my best. Let's start with the Hitler Youth on our college and university campuses. Joe Biden has gaslit this entire thing with his comments about Israel. His attacks on Bibi Netanyahu, his attacks on Israel trying to defend itself against Gaza and all the rest. Joe Biden is responsible for much of the hate, and that's why he doesn't stand up like a man, like a statesman, and put it down and say it in unequivocal terms. This isn't about Palestine. This is about terrorism on our college campuses. Joe Biden has been on the wrong side, whether it was race and bigotry when he walked into the Senate, and now, it's anti-Semitism. He's the anti-Semite president, that's what he is, the Third Reich in the Ivory Tower. It's been written about. The Third Reich and the Ivory Tower. Hitler's American friends, it's been written about. Buried by the Times, the American media, they're all back. The Democrat Party, the Hitler Youth on our campuses, and let me make a suggestion, America, aren't you sick of paying for this? We need a BDS movement, a boycott, divest and sanction movement for all of these universities and colleges. Start defunding them, start defunding them. Start eliminating tenure for these sanctimonious Marxist, Islamist professors. Take our college campuses back from the Soviet style, you know, fanatics that run them. We don't have to have these no-go zones in our country. These universities in our country. Notice, they're all in Democrat cities, almost all in Democrat states. This isn't happening among Republicans and so forth. But I want to point out something about the Supreme Court case since you have brought that up. Let me say something that hasn't been said yet. The court is sitting there trying to be King Solomon and decide how they're going to cut up the baby, cut the baby in half. And King Solomon said no, and the mother of the baby said, no, 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 don't do it. Give it to the fraud. Give the baby to the fraud. Let me explain something. Since the beginning of this country, since elections, we have never had a situation where elections have been criminalized by the government. They talk about fake electors. In 1876, three Republican states had a second set of electors. They're not fake electors. They're electors that are set. Congress makes the final decision. There's nothing criminal, there's nothing obstructive about it. A president or a candidate calling a Speaker of the House, calling a Board of Elections official, calling a governor, so what? Big deal. They're allowed to do that. That's not obstruction, that's not a crime either. Or trying to get a legislature to bring their laws back to what they were before the Democrats were in their litigating, that's not a crime either. But you know what? They keep talking about overturning election. An election is decided by the United States Congress. That meets in joint session to count the Electoral College votes. Ask Jamie the Red Raskin, who jumps up every time and objected to 2 times George W. Bush being elected president. Ask him when he jumped up in 2016, said, "Don't count the electors, Donald Trump's not the real president." These challenges happen all the time, and yes, even when John Eastman said to Vice President Pence, "We recommend that you don't do this, that you do that," that's not a crime either. In 1876, that's exactly what happened. How come Rutherford B. Hayes wasn't charged? How come the electors in Florida and Louisiana weren't charged? How come all of a sudden, this entire electoral process is criminalized where today we don't know what's even legal anymore? You can't have a slate of electors. We used to do that. You can't call a board of elections official. We used to do that. You can't lobby a governor, you can't lobby Congress. The Democrats have done this all the time. Let me just say, the Supreme Court, you made a big mistake. And all the legal analysts too, they're sitting there. What's an official act? What's a private act? No. You're not Solomon. This should not be criminalized. We have an electoral system, a political system. We have states, we have a Congress, they should sort the things out. Not you. That's why you can't figure out what to do. This immunity stuff you were dragged into, Jack Smith's world. When you were dragged in it before you ruled 8-0 against him. When it involved Bob McDonnell in Virginia. He's twisted the Constitution, he's criminalized the election. He's using the 1871 Klan Act for God's sakes. He's using the Enron Act, which you court you're now looking at, and seeing if that's constitutional in a federal contractor act. He looked for anything he could to go after Donald Trump. He has weaponized this process. You do not criminalize the political process. You do not criminalize the electoral process, and now you have Democrat district attorneys running loose doing the same thing. Supreme Court, have the guts to put this back in the box. I don't care what the commentators on CNN and MSNBC say. Have the guts to say, wait a minute, courts, get the hell out of this business. This is not up to us. It's up to the people, their elected representatives in Congress, not us. Hannity, you forgot the end. Levin, I'm done. Hannity, that's it, I'm done. You forgot that part. That's it, I'm done. Levin, well, I'm done. I'm done now. Hannity, it's better when you do it your way. All right. Great one, Mark Levin, thank you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.